What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast, presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions, we get in work questions, we get in super out of control, ridiculous questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you'd be extremely cool. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast and another one that says Ask Us Anything, and that's how we do the show. So let's do the work question first. We got a question from Brian from Denver. You know, honestly, I can't fly to Denver because the last time I did, your airport is out of control. It is, first of all, it's way too big. You cannot get from, like, I had a flight, which I almost missed because I had to get from one gate to the other. It is ridiculous. And I don't know if you know this, but I think it's accurate. I saw, after I was so annoyed with the Denver airport, I looked it up on TripAdvisor. Do you know that Denver airport is voted as having the worst smelling bathrooms in America? And I agree with that. It's completely disgusting. And it's like a new airport. It's like, what is actually going on there? I have no idea. Anyway, you didn't ask. I always go down a rabbit hole. What is your question, Brian? Jay, our content we are promoting seems out of touch with what is going on in terms of companies' budgets. We continue to use our playbook from last year and our engagement is getting worse. Is it a bad idea to tie in some of the cost-cutting things we are seeing in our industry in our content? No, the exact opposite. It's not a bad idea. It is a great idea. And I have some information to share for business marketers and consumer marketers. And here is I'm going to give you the end of the story. The end of the story is, by incorporating economic related things into your content offers and into the sale names of whatever it is you're promoting, it is radically changing the level of engagement. I don't care about politics. Who cares? There is no doubt that there is some uncertainty right now in the economy because there are tariffs, there are things going on. And so whatever business you're in, whatever sector you're in, business, consumer, doesn't matter. There's uncertainty about what does the next 6 months look like? What does the holiday season look like? What's going to happen across the board? And so the content that we all want to consume is economic related content. So let me give you the stat first, and I'm going to give you the tactics that you want to think about doing. So on the business to business side, economic related content is doing incredible. According to World Data Research, in the last 60 days, doing a head-to-head test, generic content like download our SMB guide versus economic impact related content, right? The SMB guide for economic uncertainty, right? Head-to-head tests. When you do generic versus economic impact-related content, the economic impact-related content is seeing a 40% higher average download rate for downloadable content. That is wild. I'm going to give you examples of how you could do that very easily. And on the consumer side, offers discussing budget related things are seeing a 20% higher conversion rate because we're all thinking a little bit closer about how we're spending our money. I'm going to give you some examples of those type of sales as well. So if you're a business to business marketer, you don't just want to be out there with your regular boring ebook or your regular guide about your industry or tips or whatever. You want to have it to tie in to kind of this economic thing that's on the top of our minds. So examples of that would be, you know, the cost-cutting playbook, you know, 10 strategies to thrive in a tight economy, the resilience roadmap, navigating your business through blah, 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 the profit protection checklist, the cash flow toolkit, the budget optimization cheat sheet. If I got an email from the industry that I'm in and the offer was a budget optimization cheat sheet, I am checking that out. Or how about the ROI maximizer? 100%, I'm checking that out. Or the economic uncertainty playbook, 12 tactics for business stability. You need to always be of the moment. This is what people want to know about. It's not hard content to create, and it might just be a matter of changing around a title or two. But if you're playing with last year's playbook, you are wasting your time. What are you doing? And on the consumer side, it's the same thing. The names of your sales should tie into the economic uncertainty. So things like the summer savings glow up. you could still make it fun, right? The summer savings glow up. You're talking about savings. Vacation mode, value vault. You're saying, okay, there's going to be value here. The smart splurge spree, the smart money style edit. You want to be aware of what's in people's minds, and then you want to give them the offer and the content that they want to consume. Stop playing with last year's playbook. It is not last year. It's a very different year, and it's working incredibly well. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. We had a question from Sarah from Deerfield Beach, Florida. Hey, that's like 10 minutes from where I live now. I lived there a long time ago in Deerfield Beach. Nothing going on there. Actually kind of boring. Sorry, pretty rude of me, but it's nice. It's just boring. Hey, what are you going to do? Not that I'm so cool. I'm boring. Who cares? What's the question anyway, Sarah? I'm so sorry. Jay, I want your take on some random celebrity gossip I just read online. I'm going to ask you four random questions. Is that okay? Oh boy, I'm always so bad at this. Here we go. Here are the questions. I have not read these yet. Jay, Timothy Chalamet is desperate to split from Kylie Jenner, sources say. What do you think about that? This is ridiculous. First of all, I really like Timothy Chalamet, the guy that was in Dune, because he's a super sports fan. The guy's been on ESPN. He's at the Knicks games. He knows more about sports than like anybody, and he seems like a good dude. And I'm not down on Kylie Jenner. I think she's cool. She has a great business. She's doing great. And I don't believe that they're getting ready to break up. I think they should stay together. I am pro their relationship. How ridiculous is this podcast? I just gave a breakdown on Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. Anyway, what do you got next? Jay, Real Housewives of New York City has stated it officially that Bryn Whitfield is leaving. How do you feel about this? Oh, I know nobody knows what this means except for me, but thank you for asking. I'm sad. I'm a big Bryn fan. I mean, the problem was last season, she really was a mess. I mean, she was lying. She was doing weird stuff. Nobody trusted her. She was probably my favorite person, but then it got weird. My favorite person now in Real Housewives of New York is easily Jenna Lyons. If they get rid of Jenna Lyons, I would say I would stop watching, but that's not true. So I'm a little sad, but I understand it. All right, Jay. Jennifer Lopez wants to spend summer surrounded by hot guys, says sources. That's the stupidest sentence I've ever read in my life. First of all, it's embarrassing that I just read it. It's embarrassing that you asked me what I think about this. But I think that whoever is the source of that and they are now publishing that should also be embarrassed. Jennifer Lopez needs to stop. She is very famous. She's done very well for herself. And she's always posting ridiculous things online. And she probably had her publicist release something to somebody saying that she wants to be surrounded by hot guys. This is literally embarrassing for everybody involved, myself included. So I'm not giving an opinion on that. All right, last one. Jay, Elizabeth Hurley is now dating Billy Ray Cyrus. What do you think about that? I actually saw that, that they're dating. And I thought it was fake at first because I was like, what is going on here? Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley? And no, it is real. And I'm very pro this as well. Listen, who cares? You got to be happy. Just be happy. Don't worry about what other people think about what, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, you're not doing wrong by somebody. If Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley want to hang out, amazing. Invite me to the wedding. I want to go. Come on. What are we doing? What am I doing? Anyway, you're awesome. I appreciate you. Leave this thing a review or don't. And what else can you do? I don't know. I appreciate you. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.